What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money Online Trainer Podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're talking about this idea of what if nothing changes? What if everything remains the same? I think that a lot of people never really go towards the things that they want because they're afraid of, you know, not getting it, right? And they're afraid that they're going to go after what they want and not achieve it. And so a lot of people end up doing the same thing over and over again, year after year, making commitments that they're going to transform, making commitments that they're going to lose weight, making commitments that they're going to get in shape, making commitments that they're going to be great parents, great role models, fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers, and they end up staying the same. And I really want to paint a picture for you guys because all of us constantly contemplate what happens if, you know, I try and fail, right? How many of you guys have ever thought about the idea of trying something and failing it, right? All of us have contemplated the idea of like, what if I go after the thing that I want and I fail? We've all considered that opinion. And because we consider that opinion, the opinion of what if I try really hard to achieve my goals and I don't achieve it, because we consider failure, that thought of that fear of that failure is what causes us not to take action. And so oftentimes, the consideration of the fact that we might fail is the reason that we never start. And so if we're going to consider failure when going after the things that we want, we also have to go down the thought line of, well, what if nothing changes? Because we always think, what if we take action and, you know, we go after the things we want and we fail? What if nothing changes? What if you stay the exact same? What if you wake up and you go to the same job every day for the next 1, 2, 3, even 5 years? What if every single day you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're unhappy with the person looking back at you? What if you spend your days looking at your phone on social media, looking for a distraction because you hate your job so much and you know that you were meant to do more? What if you sell your soul for a career that has a guaranteed salary while letting your dream of being a successful online fitness coach die? What if you don't get to watch your son or your daughter grow up because you're going to work 8 to 9 to 10 hours a day for somebody else? What if you go another year saying that you're going to be a successful online fitness coach, saying that you're going to make this thing work, saying that you want to like pursue your dreams, but never actually having the courage to commit or reach out for help or go all in towards that thing? What if you wake up in 10 years' time from now, looking back at the last 10 years, realizing that the opportunity to start your online coaching business has passed, seeing some of your friends that started online coaching, traveling the world, doing what they want, like living their dream. Meanwhile, you're still trapped in your 9 to 5 and you're not doing what you want with your life. What if absolutely nothing changes and you stay the exact same? What if it gets worse? What if you stay at your job that's a guaranteed salary and all of a sudden something like COVID happens again? And they just fire you in an instant because they need to do layoffs. What if you never develop the skill set of an entrepreneur and you're dependent on somebody else for a salary for the rest of your fucking life? What if you never fully took control of your own life and you never went after your own goals and you spent your entire life getting paid $20, $30, even $40 an hour, basically being a slave to money? Dude, that thought scares the shit out of me. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And that thought is what gets me up every single day, like every single day. Too many of you consider what happens if you go after your dreams and fail. And because that's what you're considering, like, what if I fail? That fear holds you back from going all in because all you're thinking about is what happens if I fail. And I really invite you to consider the fact, like, what happens if nothing changes? If you work at your job that you don't like every day for the next 1, 2, 3, 5 fucking years, knowing that it's possible to achieve success in your online coaching business, but you never had the balls to fully commit, or the lady balls. I'm not just talking to the guys here, okay? Consider the idea of what if nothing changes. And like, I try to do this with everything. Like when I struggle with quitting chewing tobacco, I'm like, what if nothing changes and I get fucking mouth cancer? Like, that's not fun, right? It's the same thing with like my content, right? Like, I'm like, when I was posting content every day and my views were getting 500 to 1,000 views, I'm like, what if nothing changes? I'm like, I need to figure this shit the fuck out. And I always consider what happens if I keep doing the same shit. Like, sometimes I'm walking a path and I'm happy as fuck. Like, when I'm like achieving success, making money, on path, on purpose, I'm like, what if nothing changes? I'm like, then I'll be the happiest fucking dude in my whole life. But when I'm walking down a path that I know is not good for me, whether that be in my relationships or advice that I have or a career that I'm not chasing, AKA you not fully committing to your goals. When I'm walking down that path, I'm like, what if nothing changes and this fucking stays the same for 2 years? And that thought petrifies the shit out of me. And that fear is what causes me to take action, because I would rather take action and try to figure it out than do absolutely fucking nothing and guarantee that I stay in the same place. Because here's the thing, right? The fear that we have around taking action and failing causes us to not take any action and we stay stuck in the same place. All you're doing is guaranteeing that nothing's gonna change. You are absolutely 100% guaranteed that nothing changes if you don't start fucking making changes. You stay in the same fucking place. And so if you are gonna not take any action, you're just gonna keep listening to fucking podcasts, you're just gonna keep watching live streams, you're just gonna keep consuming content, then you need to start thinking about what your life's gonna look like when nothing changes, because that's what's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna fucking change. You're just gonna keep listening to podcasts, keep listening to fucking live streams, keep consuming content and doing nothing. So what's gonna happen if nothing changes? How are you gonna feel about your life in 5 years if you're still in the same fucking place? Dude, if that thought doesn't motivate you, man, I don't know. I don't know what will, because that's the thought that gets me out of bed every single morning. That's also the thought that I consider when I'm fucking tired, when I'm exhausted as shit. I literally am like, I'm tired as fuck. I'm thinking about like missing my shit. And then I like think about, I'm like the worst case scenario. I'm like, imagine looking my wife in the eye and being like, I can't afford to pay for this house because I'm a pussy. Nah. Imagine looking at my 16-year-old daughter in the eye when she gets her driver's license and being like, sorry, honey, I can't help you buy a car because like dad doesn't fucking go after his goals and dad's a bitch. I don't do that. And so like, if I'm not happy with my financial situation, if I'm not happy with my fitness, if I'm not happy with my relationships, I'm like, what if nothing changes and this gets worse? That thought scares the shit out of me. I start taking massive action to change my situation. So if you're going to listen to podcasts and listen to live streams and listen to fucking content and hope that you get this spark of motivation to like change your life, here it is, okay? If you don't do anything, nothing's gonna fucking change and you're gonna stay in the same fucking place. And if you're okay with that, turn off the fucking podcast, go back to your regular life, because you ain't gonna like the messages that I have. But if that thought scares the shit out of you, then I invite you to start making some massive changes, because I guarantee you, if you do nothing, nothing is going to change. That's it. That's all. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Hopefully this sparked something inside of you to make you realize that if you don't start considering the fact that by you not taking action, you're guaranteeing that you stay in the same place, you're fucking yourself up. And if you don't like the situation that you're in right now, but you continue to stay in the situation because you're not taking any action, it's no longer anyone else's fault but yours. And there's no point on like blaming yourself or shaming yourself for that. Just look at yourself in the mirror, put your big boy or big girl pants on, and start taking some fucking action, because you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Peace, love, protein. Have the best day ever. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's fucking go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.